Billionaires
are good. Billionaires are good. Welcome, everyone.
Whoa, no way.
Good. That's right.
That's right.
Billionaires are good, and we
don't
are
forget.
Proof that that's true. Never forget that. This week on Billionaires Are Good, we're talking about Jim Walton, and we have Kurt Brownoler in here with us to talk about that. He'll be joining us in just a second. I'm Dave Ross.
That's right. I'm Caleb Sinan, and I'm not a billionaire.
Buddy, yet. I think that that's how we should do the intro every week. I'm Dave Ross. That's right. And then you don't introduce yourself.
That's right.
God, that was funny. That really...
I'm good at improv, Dave. I'm good at yes and.
I am at Dave to the Ross, by the way. And this is at Caleb Sinan.
That's right.
On all the platforms. Used to be, he had a burner, like a shitty one on X called Dumb Caleb, but he's back to hero status where he has.
Yes. I was a victim of the woke mind virus, Dave.
Oh,
I impersonated Joe Biden and, that was and I did, you know, I broke the rules. I changed my profile picture to his, changed my name to his, started tweeting misinformation. And I thought it was fun. I thought it was harmless fun.
Yeah.
Turns out they did not agree. And they banned me for 4 years from Twitter.
And the only reason that you're back is that Elon's here. And
right.
See, that's why I think that billionaires are good, because
right.
they do great things for Twitter.
Yeah, he did one thing that helped me. So that's all I need. One thing to benefit me. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Isn't it so funny how, like, I don't know. I feel like, especially people who like make things on the internet, claim to be like more enlightened than the world used to be, more progressive. And, all you got to do is be a billionaire and like jump weird in a photo. And all of a sudden that all goes out the window and everyone's like, look at this fat piece of shit.
Oh, I know.
He's got a dumb face. It's like, it does look dumb in the photo. But, you know, I don't hate him because he's ugly. He is ugly, you know, not to be.
Well, yeah, for a billionaire, though, no billionaire has a regular face. They all have weird billionaire face where they look old and young and happy and sad. And
yeah,
just can't look regular.
Well, they're not regular. They're experienced in life. They process emotions. First of all, to get there, you got to be like kind of a lunatic.
Right.
Either like a completely no interest in other human beings. And that'll make you crazy. Or just a psychopath. So that makes sense. And I guess I don't really care. I don't care about people clowning on Elon. I just think it's really funny that people are like, hey, that is not nice. We accept how people, it's not about how attractive you are or your weight. And then Elon Musk jumps behind Donald Trump and everyone just bullies the fuck out. I love it, dude.
It's just very funny to jump for joy. Like it did seem like he was having a very good time. And then immediately it's like 10 million tweets.
Idiot.
And like, nice jump.
You
nice jump.
Well, it is. That is a real. I mean, that is why people are making fun of him, I guess, because it was a jump for joy. Who jumps for joy in their 50s?
Well, you think about his day to day. He's sitting there combing Twitter. They're losing, you know, they're losing money like out of
he
a fire hose.
I know.
And he's trying his best and it's not going great. And he's got this bubble on Twitter and he's sitting there like on a laptop going shit all day. And then so he goes to a Trump rally and all these people are like, hell yeah, it's Elon Musk. And he's like, he probably hasn't had human interaction in a while. And it's like this cheer. And I bet he was just like, you know, oh, great. Things are looking up for me. It's gonna be a good. I'm gonna have fun scrolling Twitter tonight after this, and it's like, no, you're not, dude.
No,
it's not
dude.
Gonna be fun.
What was he jumping for joy about?
Just Trump introduced him, and he's like, yeah, he's just having
here
a good.
Yeah, he comes out and he like fucking plays with Legos.
For a grown man, it's like the Howard Dean shit. If you're a grown man and you're just very excited, but you're not cool,
Yeah.
Even Drake. Remember when Drake got famous? He'd be on stage with Lil Wayne. He would be jumping for joy, and like people would freeze frame it and just be like, look at this dipshit. Like,
yeah.
When you're a grown man and you're very happy, it's just funny. If you're not,
you look like
cool,
an idiot.
You just look stupid.
Yeah. You're supposed to be a little bit harder than that. You're supposed to be a little tougher than needing to do a little cartwheel because you've got some new friends. Yay. Here I come. The biggest sociopath in the history of the world has introduced me to a crowd of people outside. It's
no,
also,
it's so
I think,
funny.
People who are in the limelight and or have a lot of money, I think it's extra with them. Because it's like, wait, we thought that you were already used to this, at least to the degree that you're not acting like a fucking five-year-old when you get introduced at a rally. You know what I mean? Like, why are you so happy, dude? It's not that different, I would think. But you're totally right. It's because his life blows and he thinks that in front of Trump's people, that's the spot. That's where like, yay. Oh, finally, we're all here together. Us that know the truth.
Right.
And
well, you think about when's the last time you jumped for joy? Like for me, it was probably when I got like a remote control car when I was 7 for Christmas. And I was like, yeah. You know, like just so excited I have to leap into the air. And
I do it every time I come. I'm like, I came. It's not like during, but like after. I'm like, yay. I get off the bed and I do a little dance. Every time I jerk off, I do a back handspring. That's true. That's a true back handspring. Cut facts. By the way, we recorded this episode with Kurt Brownoler, one of our absolute favorite people.
The best.
He's so funny. This is our first remote recording in a while, so the tech was a little messed up and the sound effects were a little quiet. But don't you worry, we hammered it out. It'll never happen again.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I won't do that to you.
Good episode, too. It's very fun. We have a good time.
We have a really good time. And we're going to bring him in just a second. But before we do, we have new patrons on our Patreon. Patreon.com.
Hell yeah, we do.
/billionaires are good. By the way, also, if you like the show, like and subscribe on all the places. Follow us on Instagram at billionaires are good, on X at billionaires pod. Follow me at David the Ross, him at Caleb Sinan. Help spread the word about this show. Write reviews. Do all that stuff. We love the show so much, and that shit helps a lot. You know, write a 5-star review and write, fuck you, Caleb. Say that.
Sure.
Caleb said he wanted.
That still helps. Nope. Still helps.
It helps. It absolutely helps. And if you join our Patreon at any level, you get a shout out on the show. And all of you always have the best names.
Oh,
and I know
God,
some of them are just your name. And many of them are just jokes. And I like them all. Shout out to Dibs Dibberson.
Come on, Dibs.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the Patreon, Dibs. Shout out Damon Gentile.
Oh, that's a real name.
Yeah, you think so? Damon Gentile.
That's a real name.
Shout out BMG Little Bot 1234. And that's my
gotta be true.
Actually, yeah.
That's one of Elon's kids.
Yeah. Shout out Josh Deacon. Welcome
to
the Patreon.
That sounds real.
Shout out Maddie the Great. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Macaroni Grill. We got the Macaroni Grill, buddy. Yeah.
That's a real name.
I told Caleb that I would feel accomplished with the show when Outback Steakhouse followed us. And We're getting there. We're really close.
Getting there, dude.
Shout out OK Brody. I know that. That's Kevin Brody. Yeah, friend of the show. A comedian for a long time now. A therapist, actually, who lives in Omaha.
Oh, good.
I was actually just catching up with him on the phone. Great guy. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, dude.
You know me personally. Thanks for joining. And finally, shout out Nico. Thank you so much for joining our Patreon.
What up, Nico?
Y'all are the best.
Yeah, and get on that Patreon. You get free bonus episodes. You give us a little money. You get a shout. It's a good deal.
It's fun. Deal. We have a lot of fun. Oh, Caleb, you know what I was thinking? Since we haven't been doing it so much on the regular episode, what if, and I'm going to propose this to you live on our show. And
okay.
So this is one of those things where, like, you know when someone, like, asks someone to marry them on a Jumbotron, and then that person's like, I don't want to. And this could be like that.
Yeah,
I was thinking this, buddy. What if our Patreon podcast is called Moon News.
Oh, shit.
And it's always Moon News on the Patreon. We got new art for the Moon News podcast, you know? It'll be our separate little extra thing. What do you think about that?
No. Great. But I like...
Really? You don't want to do that? Well, that's...
No, I think that's a good idea. I like that idea.
Okay,
that's
great. Fun. Man, I love being right.
It's just cool. Fun to say no. When you set me up with the Jumbotron, I was like, I gotta say no.
Moon News. Here we go again.
Moon News. News about the moon. And now we have an entire podcast. So if you're newer to Billionaires Are Good, it's a long time bit, Moon News, that we've been doing. And since switching over to billionaire-centric content, we've done less Moon News, and I miss it. And I just think it's going to be good to have a weekly podcast dedicated to Moon News. So
damn right.
Look for join our Patreon, patreon.com/billionaires are good. If you want to join that. Look, it's the beginning of November. I am done touring for the year. I think I might end up with like a date here and there in New England because I'm going to New England for the holidays with Allie, but also maybe not. I'm still going to be in New York City. So follow me on Instagram at David LaRoss to see me do a set here and there, but I'm done. And look, as we're recording this, I haven't been to Fest in Florida and Go Bananas in Cincinnati yet, but I know for a fact that a bunch of y'all came, and thank you so much. And I'm happy to report back on the next episode of how that went.
That's right, dude. Hell yeah. And I'm going to be out and about November 15th and 16th. I'll be at Planet of the Tapes in Louisville, Kentucky. I'll be in Savannah, Georgia at the Wormhole November 23rd.
Hey.
I'm going to be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati December 12th through the 15th. And I'll be at the Riot in Houston on December 20th and 21st. I'll be at the DC Comedy Loft January 3rd and 4th. So coming out to those.
Incredible, man. Fuck yeah, dude. That's great. Those are all great spots. The Wormhole. I like that name for a venue.
Wormhole.
Fucking Wormhole.
Wormhole. Dude. Yeah, dude. It's going to be fun.
Oh, man. Well, are y'all... I just have one question for you. Oh, wait. There's one last thing I needed to say about the Patreon. So we now have annual memberships on our Patreon.
Yes.
And so if you want to pay in a lump sum for 1 year and save a little bit on a year's worth of content, you can do that. And so, please do. Also, our store, shop.billionairesaregood.com. We're still selling those, the fake signs, the fake, what are they called?
Everybody loves those. In this house, we believe cops fucking rule. Women are dumb.
Science is fake.
Science is fake. Love is gay and I'm a bitch.
Yeah, love is gay and I'm a bitch. We should make shirts that only say love is gay and I'm a bitch.
Yeah, that's a good shirt.
Do that, and it is a good shirt. It's been a minute since we put up a new shirt. We should do that.
That's right. We got to, dude.
Yeah. But other than that, I just have one question to ask you.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Are you ready to lay down?
Oh, I was born ready, dude.
Me too, buddy. Keep on tipping, everybody. Y'all billionaires, get ready for Kurt Brownoler. Let's get him in here.
He's the best. Let's go.
Billionaires are good. Kurt, what's up, dude?
Hello, folks.
Hello. welcome to the show, man. It's great to see you.
Welcome, man. Make sure this is coming out in a year and a half, so don't promote anything.
Yeah. Totally. And if you could just let us talk over you the entire time, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. I didn't realize I wore my black shirt because I knew we're all wearing black shirts, but I wore something with a little bit of white on it, and you guys have
it's really not
completely black shirts. I'm sorry. I apologize, guys.
Yeah, we said black shirts, and black shirt doesn't mean whatever the fuck that is, dude. yeah, that's really unbelievable. What is that, a building? I mean, I don't even want to know about that.
It's the Auto Bar in Baltimore.
Oh, I've never been to...
there he goes.
If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to get a lot of standing desk antics.
I've been doing a lot. I'm going to do a lot of standing desk bits, folks.
Man, how does this is funny because it seems like I'm just searching in the dark for a conversation topic, but this is a real question. How do you feel about the standing desk?
I love the standing desk.
I don't have one.
Especially for podcasting.
Really?
Because, oh yeah, especially if I've been writing all day and then I have to do a podcast, I'm like, it's time to stand. And then you feel like, maybe I won't die so soon.
Man. What about a walking desk? You know, I think that'd be fun.
There you go.
Just the whole time if I'm just here. What's up, guys? Yeah.
Just this treadmill under. I know there's someone who does that. Someone is listening to this and 100%. Is like, we're going to do it. Treadmill cast. And then they're both on a treadmill.
I did a stand-up show once where it was, I went back and forth between doing stand-up on a treadmill and with a lie detector, just back and forth the whole show.
God, comedy is such a nightmare.
And also the transport, a treadmill, and hire a lie detector. A lie detector, humans, it's always a man, who are willing to perform on a comedy show at night. They're the That's a very specific sect of person that is difficult to find on the internet.
I also didn't realize that a man who has a polygraph is a performer you could hire.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And also they're very open about the fact that it doesn't really work. Like it's not a real science. Even though it's been used to like convict people of crime for years. Like it's
wasn't it just a nervous detector?
Yeah.
Like it just And who's not nervous when they're up for a trial?
Totally. Like
when you're being interrogated by the police.
Truly.
It's so crazy.
I'm afraid of high school kids. You know what I mean? Like I'm always afraid when it's windy. I'm like, oh, like if you better not give me a lie detector in the wind.
He's lying. Get him out.
What we should have to do, we should have to take a lie detector in a really extreme scenario so it's not possible to have anxiety about. Like, if you were getting a lie detector on the Superman ride, I think that would be.
He's either lying about this or this was when there was a drop. We're not sure when we're reading it. And actually, if you look at the thing, it just looks like a roller coaster.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh. I wonder how that happened. Kurt, well, I'm happy about as a 42-year-old man, I get really excited about standing desks. I don't have one. Our podcast isn't there yet. And
what do they do? So it makes you, but you burn more calories if you're standing. Is that part of it?
I don't know what it does. I mean, it's supposed to be that like sitting down is very bad for your heart, but also I don't think like standing up for a little bit is really going to make a big difference.
Yeah, totally. Stand up podcasting. Yeah, I lived till 98 because of that. I ate 3 pounds of ground beef every morning, but it didn't matter because for 45 minutes I stood up.
That's all. I always love those little. There's always the little fact about the 105-year-old woman. She's like, I drink whiskey from the morning, from the moment I wake up until the moment I go to bed.
Exactly, dude. And it's all, they always have like a fan, like one of their grandkids is a fan. Yeah, you know, my meemaw, she ate bacon 7 meals a day, starting from when she was a baby until in her coffin, literally. And you're
anyone that age is pretty likely to not know how old they are. I mean, you see a birth certificate from back then.
Yeah.
It's like there's barely records. They just threw babies out the hospital. It was not a well-kept time.
Yeah, also someone who chugs whiskey and just like burns through cigarettes and eats bacon all the time, that person might have been 37. And they just looked. Man. I also think that those people, like, probably the reason that they live that long is that they don't have any stress. They just have the type of brain that causes them so little stress that they're comfortable being drunk all the time, dude.
Yeah, that, and they just didn't ever, like, drink out of a water bottle. I'm convinced that water bottles are good to be the reason we all die. It's just gonna be like, surprise, the tap was better the whole time.
Yeah, big water is fucking getting us, dude.
Oh, big water, dude. Don't get me started on big water.
This is a great segue. That's a great time to segue into our billionaire of the week, Kurt, who not a water magnate, but, you know, he's kind of an everything magnate. I've bought water from Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Jim Walton this week. Do you, Kurt was like, what about the Walton family? And we haven't done any of them. Was there a reason for that, that you wanted to talk about the Waltons?
I mean, I think they're like a go-to billionaires,
yeah, right.
You know, area. And it was like, oh, it's like, you guys haven't done them yet. That's one of the big ones, right? I feel
totally.
Because like, for a while, I think Jim Walton, or Sam Walton was the wealthiest person in America for a little while in like the 80s. Yeah.
And I think there was a time recently when Alice Walton was richer than Jim Walton for like a moment.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. What a fucking loser, dude. But now it's obvious. Jim is the richest Walton, and he is, I looked it up, he is currently the
76 or something.
Is it 76? I thought he was 15th.
Oh, no, sorry. He's 76 years old, I think.
He's 76 years old. He's the 13th richest person in the world.
Damn.
As of today, we're recording it, October 15th. He's up $1.3 billion to 99.
Good job.
I know. What a great guy.
I have a bit about billionaires in my last special. And whenever I put it online, the amount of fucking dorks who get on the comments who are like, you don't understand the difference between cash and assets. They're always... And I was like, yeah, sure. But Elon Musk still bought a company worth $40 billion. He just did that. How did he do it? Because he's a fucking billionaire. He's more money than all of us.
Oh, my God. And you know what else, man? He's so proud of you. He's so proud of you for backing him up. He loves you so much.
I know.
Dude. My favorite thing is that he probably is. Like, if you look at Twitter now, all he does is find people tweeting about it. Like, if someone will tweet Elon Musk saying something, and then Elon will quote tweet it and go, "That's true." And it's like, it's you talking.
What are you doing? Oh, man. Still the richest guy right now, by the way. Still the richest man. Continues all year to be that. Actually, the beginning of the year, it was Bernard Arnault, I believe. Uh-huh. And then he like fucked up and lost about like $30 billion or something.
Can I pitch an idea for you guys?
Yeah.
Billionaire death pool. And then you guys and everybody can pick which billionaire dies next out of the top 100.
Ooh. Kurt, we're going to do this for sure. first of all, I want them all to die today.
Yeah.
And I also think they're good. You heard the name of the show. I think they're good, and we like them a lot.
Billionaires are good.
I want them to die because they're all my friends and I want their money, but they're really good.
They do a lot of good.
They do a lot of... I was going to say, okay, so like, I didn't actually know much about Jim Walton. And I, you know, look, obviously, it's not that pressing here on the comedy podcast where three guys are talking about other podcasts that we know about Jim Walton. But like, I did want to know a little bit. And when I looked him up, the same thing happened with him, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, literally everybody we've talked about so far. Always, there's always a multi-hyphenate in any biography of any billionaire. It says like what they did and then the three other smaller things they did. And the fourth or fifth thing on the list of things they do is always philanthropy.
Always.
It's so funny, dude. It's like the world is like, and, you know, famous philanthropists. Do we really not know that they're philanthropists? Because if they didn't do that, they would get killed in the street.
Also, at a certain point, philanthropy is actually economically beneficial for billionaires,
right?
Because it's a tax write-off at the end, right?
It's a massive write-off.
It's a write-off, so it's just like any billionaire who's a philanthropist, unless they're giving everything away,
right?
Like, oh, I'm going to hold on to like $10 million for myself, so I can get just one more big yacht. And
totally. Honestly, is anyone just a philanthropist? Is that anyone's just like, I made a billion off philanthropist?
Yeah, the math really doesn't work out, but we really like this guy.
He gave $5 to the Red Cross last year.
Yeah, why am I not a philanthropist? You know what I mean? Dude, yeah. I'll give a dollar to a homeless guy on the street, and I do not have that dollar, man.
Yeah.
I'm like really helping. Fuck.
It's so funny to write that off, the $1 cash. Yeah, I would like to have that removed from my taxable income.
Dude, I love you how you talked about those commenters. I really can't handle how we talk about billionaires in America.
It is.
We love them.
It's crazy. And what I don't understand is that I think most people don't know, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this, like I don't think most people understand what a billion is. And because it's a billion is a very difficult concept, you know? Like right. A million, like the seconds thing, have you guys talked about the seconds thing? Where it's like a million seconds or 11 days and a billion seconds or 33 years. And that's the difference in scale between a million and a billion, which is like, and for a person, for a human being, I think, what does Jim Walton have? He has 48 billion just to himself or something.
99.5.
99.
Yeah.
0.5 billion. I mean, it's just so crazy. The amount of things. Yeah. That just could be fixed immediately.
I have less than 99 billion cents. You know what I mean?
Well, I realized the seconds and the years is the best way to do it because I don't understand what a billion is. And I realized the way my brain thinks of it is you have a million and then a million and $1 is what I think 2 million is.
Right. Yeah.
I also think that's what a billion is. It's a million and a little more.
Right. Yeah. And so I think people are like, "Oh, this is achievable by me." You know?
Yeah.
They're like, "I see myself as a future billionaire." And it's like, "No, unless you were already born with $999 million, you will never become a billionaire on your own."
Totally. Well, and there's like always exceptions to every rule and people like call that out the way that, and honestly, you know, it's actually very similar. I think comedians do this. I think we all see the like five people we know who make $100 million a month on Patreon. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, we can do that. We just start a podcast. And it's just like not. And I think it's like that. Like Jay-Z did it. Jay-Z was not born with money, but that's really it.
Does Oprah, have a billion? Does Oprah have a billion?
Does have a billion. Oprah there are a few self-made, but you know, it's really not generally possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but it's also like if you can rap, like Jay-Z didn't just become a billionaire, like he rapped for like 20 years and then got, you know, started really making money. So it's like it's really hard to go from zero to billion. Like that's pretty. Unless you just lie, like who's that lady who came up with medicine that was fake and she made $1 billion?
She's still a billionaire.
Is she still?
She's still a billionaire.
I thought they got her.
I'm pretty sure. What's her name?
Elizabeth
Martha Stewart.
Smart.
Yeah.
Karen Kilgariff.
Yeah. The fake. Yeah. Sam Bankman-Fried. Right. He came up with something that was. You come up with something, pretend you can get to a billion, but they catch you a lot of the time.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Elizabeth, what is her name? Elizabeth
Holmes. Elizabeth Holmes.
There, yes, yeah, she came up with fake medicine, something.
Yeah.
That's
so
a good.
You could get
a
pinprick and figure out if you have cancer. They're going to put it in CVS. Everybody going into CVS getting a pinprick, finding out if they have cancer. I mean, that would be fucking crazy. Also, the idea is so silly.
I know, dude. It's also
give me a pack of cigarettes. I'm going to find out if I have cancer right now. I'm going to find out if I have cancer before I get my cigarettes. Hold on. If I don't have cancer, I'm getting it back. If I do, I'm leaving. Okay, bro.
I love it, man. It really shows just how like Silicon Valley is just such bullshit. You know what I mean? Because like, obviously, there's all the people that code. There are all these people that like the people that run the companies were just like, what if everybody in the world got a box of oranges delivered to their door every Monday? And we got a website for that, oranges.net. And
blows my mind is why are we still coding? Just figure out a way that we don't have to code. Why isn't someone doing that? Oh, coding. We
I think it happened.
Knows how to code.
I think it happened. I think AI, good. It's like all,
oh yeah,
it's so crazy too, because now all this money has been invested in teaching people how to code. And then AI came in and was like, no, we do it better.
I know. Yeah. They immediately came for programmers and artists. AI was like, we got that, you know? If you need like help with your health, we're kind of not going to even try. And we're certainly not going to build machines, but we will take your jobs and hobbies.
I know. I have a, my kids convinced me to buy this fucking AI video bird feeder. And so now I just like, so now I have a bird feeder that identifies the birds and then sends me an alert when like a bird is having a meal at my bird feeder. And so it's like,
what?
Like when I go on stage now, I have to make sure I put my phone on airplane mode, because it's just like house finch, squirrel.
What squirrel, man?
Yeah, and then if it's a squirrel, then you can hit an alarm and shake it off of the bird feeder.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
I found myself on a plane looking at a squirrel on my video bird feeder while in the air, 30,000 feet in the air. And yelling at it, going, get off there, get off there. And it was, I was like, fucking, the future is so much weirder than I thought it would be.
Man, dude.
And does that come in handy? Like, when you're using it, like, when are you like, oh, good, now something?
Oh.
This is going to get bad. This is going to get bad very soon. They're going to put AI in Ring cams, and it's just going to be like, the neighbor's kids are back. They're back. there's an Irish guy on your porch.
I know. As soon as 23andMe goes bankrupt and sells your genetic data to like anyone who comes a knocking, then it'll just be that someone with 43% Nordic descent.
You'll get a text. 10%
Irish ancestry is at your door.
Your phone will be like, someone else in this movie theater went to jail for a month. Watch out.
Oh, God, it's going to be a fucking
nightmare. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And they're still, everyone's still riddled with cancer because AI hasn't figured that out. But AI has figured out how to do all of the worst things very quickly.
I know. Ugh. Kurt, I don't know if you knew this. So there are, let's see, what's the number now? 2,692. Actually more than that, like almost 3,000 billionaires in the world right now. Okay. So
they're having a good year.
Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. Hundreds of people are tied for poorest billionaire with a measly one fucking billion dollars. And so today we wanted to shout out one of those little bitches. Yeah. His name is Jonathan Oringer, founder of Shutterstock, only has $1 billion. What a fucking loser.
What a piece of shit. I wonder if when he goes home to see his mom, if she doesn't just say, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Are you even trying? What? He's the founder of Shutterstock. Which
that's pictures, right?
Yeah,
that's
stock photo site where you can like buy a picture of a house finch.
Are people buying those things?
Yep, and their name is Dave Ross.
Do you buy Shutterstock photos all the time?
Every day, I buy one every morning, and I just look at it, and I'm like, look at that. There's a bunch of grass. And, No, I like do a bunch of like graphic design and shit. And sometimes I have a project that needs stock photos. And I use Shutterstock. Yep.
Here's my question. For those 3,000 billionaires, what percentage of the global money in the world do they own?
Oh, wow. I don't know. 100.
Well, do the fucking math.
It's got to be most of it.
It's got to be most of it, right?
It's got to be most. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's got to be the overwhelming majority of money.
Yeah,
because I own around negative 30,000 of the wealth. So
my current
you are technically owned by.
They do own me. That's a good point. Yeah. If you were to add,
I'm worth a lot.
If you were to add my net worth to all the billionaires' net worth, it would be exactly the same. Kurt, are you a fan of the current second gentleman of the United States, Doug Emhoff?
Second.
This show is very stupid, dude.
I don't know. You know, I don't know Doug Emhoff. I recently saw his name. I just saw his name recently. I haven't been following him. More about Doug Emhoff. Is he a billionaire?
Well, that's why we have a segment for you, Kurt.
Okay. Yeah, dude. There's a lot that the world needs to learn about Doug Emhoff. He's okay. So here's the thing about Doug. He's Kamala's husband. Mm-hmm. He is an entertainment lawyer mostly, but also his firm represents Merck. So he's really out here ruining everyone's life while being very joyful. He's just a wonderful guy. And we want the world to learn about Doug. So, of course,
Doug facts.
Yeah.
Is this every, does this happen every podcast?
Doug facts.
Yeah, this happens every, yes, absolutely. And we can do Doug facts as long as you want to, man. If you don't like Doug, then we'll just move on. But Caleb and I love Doug. Yeah. Okay. So this is something that not a lot of people know. Did you know that Doug owns over 35 teacups?
Doug facts.
That's true. Yeah.
Wait, where did you get that fact? How do you know?
Hey, look, don't worry about it, Kurt. That's just on the Doug net, you know, on Doug Twitter. Oh, yeah. And if you're in Doug's Discord, you know a lot about Doug, and we're just, you know, Doug's, did you know that Doug's first job was he was a DJ at 103.5 The Wind?
Doug facts.
Hey, anyone else can jump in with Doug facts if they want.
Doug facts.
Hey, did you
know? Trying to figure out what kind of hits The Wind played. What? Was it oldies? No, I feel like it's not oldies. I feel like that's like instrumental instrumental harp versions of Beyonce tracks.
Yeah, they have mandatory train sounds every night at 10 p.m. of course. And yeah, they play stuff like Axe Hitting Tree, you know, songs like that. Three Men Silently Camping. That's one of my favorites.
Doug facts.
Hey, did you know Doug Emhoff shot an arrow at his Tesla, but it wasn't the bulletproof one, so he just broke it.
Doug facts.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Okay, so here's how this bit came up, dude. We if you look at a photo of this guy, he's always smiling, and then you combine, and he's just like a doofy fucking white guy named Doug, and we have our first ever female vice president, and she's this like incredibly, like, her resume is huge, she's beautiful. Yeah. She's the first Black vice president, and then so she's like in the White House doing things, and then Doug is there and he's like, where are the pizza rolls?
Yeah,
there he is.
He just looks so regular and so like,
his name's Doug, dude.
There he is. Hey, Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Doug facts.
Guys, Doug Emhoff acknowledges reports of an affair.
Doug facts.
No, Doug.
No, Doug.
It's Doug. Like when a dog starts humping your guest leg, and you're like, oh, no, Doug.
Yeah, Doug. Wait, it was his first marriage. It's okay.
Oh, shit. Doug facts. Wait, he acknowledges that he cheated on his first wife? That's a weird. That's such a funny.
It's weird.
Yeah. Why is that even coming up?
That's funny. In August.
Okay. That's why, like, Kamala's like, oh, we're gonna do no tax on tips. He's like, I cheated on my first wife. I just want everybody to, you know.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was my turn to talk. Okay.
The 24-year-old, look her up. Pretty hot.
That you know what else that makes me think? That makes me think that Kamala's campaign is bulletproof. Trump's like, you know, he cheated. And there, he was like, yeah, with her. I cheated on my wife with her. Oh, man. Doug. I love Doug.
Oh, boy. He He's really does nice seem man. Surprised every day. Like, you know, whoa.
Look at me. I'm in the White House. Oh, man. Hey, babe. She's like in the Oval Office, just like, like with her hand on the red phone, And he's like, would you mind if I watch the Rams game in the Lincoln bedroom? man, Kurt, thank you so much for coming on the show and doing a bunch of dumb shit with us.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
We keep it tight. I don't know if you've noticed.
That's right.
I know. We were talking before the show how often the three of us have done a podcast where they're like, you want to do my podcast? And you get there and they're like, all right, great. So it's a 3-hour show. You come in 45 minutes in, but you got to sit there and you don't get water.
And by the way, we talk to each other in characters. So they're just like doing these ridiculous voices. You don't understand any of these inside jokes. What are we doing?
It's worse, like the Bob and Tom thing. I've done Bob and Tom multiple times in Indianapolis. And do we mention that on the podcast? Were you mentioning
that? We talked about it before, but I think...
Was that our pre-chat?
It was the pre-chat. Yeah, we were talking about how they both had done Bob and Tom, And it's in Indianapolis. Yeah, not me. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm really
happy.
That's
that situation where, in addition to that feeling that way, it is wake up at 5:30 after you did a show last night and drive in icy conditions to a place in the middle of nowhere.
Where do they record?
It's like in just like some corporate park in like outside Indianapolis.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
It's not just even, I guess they're probably old now. They must be old.
Yeah. Right. I think their heyday was like the early 90s or something. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's super early. You know, then these guys are like, so are you dating? I hear dating's hard. And you've been awake for like 30 minutes. You're like, yeah, dating is hard out here. Date.
Why don't you list some of the, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Dave.
No. I was going to say something. It doesn't matter. I can't. I'm bad at stand-up. I like you guys.
They're always like whatever stand-up clip gets pulled up first when you like put my name and the word stand-up after it, and it'll always be a bit from like 2016. And they're like, "So tell me about dogs. You guys, tell us about dogs." And I'm I'm not gonna go into this fucking 10-year-old bit about dogs right now.
I don't know why I think this, but something tells me Kurt might have something to say about Cool Ranch Doritos. Man, are they on SiriusXM or not? Are they just like holding out with they're on, 99.1 The Bear or whatever it is?
I don't know. I don't even know if they're still going.
I think they're nationally syndicated on radio, on hard radio. I call it hard radio.
Hard. Me too, dude, because I fuck it.
Whoa!
What?
Soft podcast and hard radio.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone knows that. Podcasts are girls and radio are boys. Yeah, man. Men are old and women are young. Everybody knows that. Kurt, where should people find more of you? What else do you, anything you want to promote or say or anything at all?
You can listen to my podcast, Bananas. It's wherever you get podcasts, as all podcasts are. I don't know why we still have to say
I know.
That. And you can check out tour dates and stuff like that. KurtComedy.com. Kurt with a K. Comedy with a C.
Ooh, hell yeah, dude. Wow. Does it say Kurt with a K, comedy with a C under it on your website?
It doesn't. My website, I made it in 5 minutes on Squarespace. It's the piece of shit.
Well, it sounds great. I like it. No matter what everyone else says about KurtComedy.com, man. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, yeah. I also love, but real quick before you go, we all say wherever you get your podcasts. And also, like, to me, Lincoln bio is implied, but one time recently, you have to say, actually, they say you should stop saying Lincoln bio. Like, Instagram reads it and then deprioritizes you in the algorithm when, totally. You're supposed to just not write
me that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All the little secrets. Oh, I hate their little fucking secrets.
I know. It's so
lame. And they change their secrets all the time. Where it's just like, you have to like constantly like, I don't know, follow some sort of Instagram blog to figure out how to like get a show promoted. It's
you
so,
literally do. One of the big ones is having text on an image.
Yeah,
gets deprioritized, and so that's why young people just post like a photo of them where it's like overexposed, and then the caption is like, you know, I love you, wink, wink, and then you like know to go to Union Hall on Wednesday. I don't know. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
Oh, I've noticed that maybe if you do a carousel, is a little insider. If you do a carousel and you do the same image but with the text on the second one, it usually only flags the first one.
Totally.
Yeah.
I like, it's funny though, like I had a guy, I like posted a merch I was selling, and I was like, obviously I don't say link in bio. Everybody knows to go to the link in bio or to just Google me. You know, it's really just not that difficult. And a guy commented, are you going to tell me where the fuck I can buy this?
Oh man. Oh Lord.
What do you even like me? Do you want it? What are you, what are you mad so bad about?
Yeah.
Totally. It's also not hard to find anything. You can find everything so fast.
Jeez. Yeah. Totally. Kurt, thank
you
so much, man.
How's your 7 inches coming?
Oh, dude. Well, okay. So they're coming really well in the sense that I am making them and putting on the internet.
That's crazy that you can get a place to press them that quickly.
Yeah. Well, so there's like, and I say this in the listings, they are lathe cut. And that's like a newer thing that popped up somewhere in the last 10, 20 years. Maybe it's been around longer, but there's sort of a big community around it. And what it is people have, I don't know the technology, so I'm going to mess it up a little bit, but they have lathes in their studio where the lathe is like attached to whatever the like program that cuts the plating normally. And the lathe cuts the grooves directly onto the vinyl. They can, like it's just a guy with 1 to 5 lathes and they just do them. And so as a result, they sound a little shittier. And if you don't have like a weighted tone arm, they don't always play. But my attitude is like, first of all, stand up doesn't need to sound good. It just needs to sound funny. And also, most people listen on Bandcamp and then just own the thing or listen on Spotify.
So
the place I use is called Lot Grooves, lotgrooves.com, and they're in Tucson, and the guy's great, and he'll do like, I can do a run of like honestly, I'm happy I'm doing this. I'm proud to be putting out 12 records in a year that are just dumb, but they're not selling well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
tell people where to buy them, Dave. You did.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
They're not in my bio and they never will be. Okay. And I'm not going to ever fucking tell you where they are.
But do you travel with them? Do you sell them at shows?
I do. And look, I mean, I'm not like, I don't know. I was hoping to say that would come off a little bit more lightly and it sounded kind of dark. They are selling. I'm definitely selling them. And like a couple of them have sold out, but I'm, you know, not only am I not a big enough comic to support selling a massive amount of merch, it's just like not a lot of people have a ton of money and buying a record every month is a lot. So I do really short runs. I'm getting like some of them I got 20, some of them I got 15 of, and I'm starting to sell out of some of them, and then I'll like have them, and I sell them on the road. They sell really well on the road. People like them. But it was mostly just like a feat to accomplish. And if people want to buy them, the link is not in my goddamn bio. Go to onerecordamonth.davetotheross.com and buy them all.
I love it. What it's like 3 minutes on each side.
Some of them are so like most of them are one sided because it's cheaper for me to make. So let me see. I'm like, they're all on my wall right here, actually.
You want to look, show, dude. That's cool. Dope. So when you're fucking, you just look up.
look how many records I've made.
Look at that. 12 times 336 minutes of material.
That's right. That's you can see, man. You can feel how much fucking happens on that bed, huh? Yeah, it's really well made. The first two are one joke that's like a minute or two. And the third one is like an EP that's like 4 tracks, 5 minutes total. And then like one of them is a sketch. They're anywhere from like 1 to 6 minutes.
That's great. I love it.
Nice.
This one,
I had a record on tape, and it also never sold.
Oh, really?
Except for Portland and Austin. Those were exactly two places people would buy tapes.
Now, since you're asking, Kurt, I'm going to show you a thing. No one's seen this except my girlfriend and the dude who designed it. So, like, the one that just came out today, October 15th, I posted it. It's called Dave Ross Drinks Piss. Pretty creative name, I think. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty good comedian, you know? And so there's two more records left this month. The one that comes out in December is like kind of like a make your own box set that comes along with a postcard record. But the one that comes out next month, I haven't shown anyone. It's called In Defense of Machine Gun Kelly. I have this joke about him. And hold on, let me grab it.
Oh, dude, Machine Gun Kelly. He needs somebody in his corner, dude. He had a rough, rough one, man.
I'm like adding it, man. I'm so fucking excited about this. So it's a it's a record with like regular art and like the one track about him. And this is the art for the record. Eli Uden drew it. Oh, you can't really see because my there you go.
Yeah, blast it out.
Eli Uden drew the art, but I worked on this with Allie O'Neill, my girlfriend, actually, who's also a graphic designer, and figured out how to make the record in the shape of a gun.
Yes!
Dude.
That's amazing.
I'm so fucking excited. Dude, yeah, man.
People are going to buy that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. They will it, I think.
They'll like it.
Kurt, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the best, man.
Yeah, dude. Listen to Bananas. Follow him on the things. Go to KurtComedy.com. And Kurt, we'll see you soon, bud. Billionaires are good. Man, I love that guy. He is so sweet and funny.
I don't like him, but I suspect your opinion.
He's not a billionaire, so he's bad. That's the other thing that we forget to say. If you're not a... Poor people are bad was the other working title of the show.
But we wanted to be positive, you know.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. We wanted to like be inclusive rather than exclusive. So
yeah.
Billionaires are good and poor people like Kurt Brownoler are fucking bad. Terrible piece of shit idiots. And listen to his podcast. It's great. It's very funny.
Yeah, funny dude. Best guy.
Yeah, absolute best guy. And we are coming up on wrapping up this episode of the show. And so you know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm. What's it called? Oh shit, sleepers, you know what time it is. This is What's It Called, everybody. We play a fun game every week on the Twitter and the Discord where we rename a movie and we play a fun game with it. This week it was What If Moonfall Had Lots of Nudity? And that's just already fun. And y'all killed it. Dude. Y'all had some really good suggestions.
The
in here.
Winner, I mean, really, they were so good, dude. Wait, before we get to the names, though, I do think there is one quick order of business.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He is not in Moonfall.
He's not in Moonfall, but he's in a lot of movies.
He is in a lot of things.
You see him around a lot, and it really feels like he's in all of them. But
now that Google has AI helping it, which I don't know how into I am, but it seemed like they were all right before, but okay. You know, right when you Google things, right at the beginning, the first thing you get is an AI answer. I just typed in Jeffrey Wright Moonfall, and the first thing at the top, AI says, no, Jeffrey Wright is not in the movie Moonfall.
Damn. So close.
Oh, but I do. The problem is that I just like the Jeffrey Wright Report, and there's nothing that we can do about that. I want it to be in the show. So
I'll say this. It does seem like a movie he'd be in. Like, he'd be one of the guys like, the moon is going to fall.
It's in the sky, and it's about to be on the ground.
Yeah, it feels like a Jeffrey Wright joint to me.
It was important to me as a kid that the moon was in the sky. Every day I walk outside and I tell myself, oh, thank God. Thank God I can see the moon, but I can no longer see it except how big it is, and I can't see it.
And you can really see him just wearing a lab coat and walking around with a clipboard, like any lab coat movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a cane.
When they finally get to the underground bunker slash science lab slash like alien wreckage storage facility, and he's the scientist there, and he's like, "We've known about this for hundreds of years, but it's classic. I've had top level security clearance since I was a baby."
That's our boy. We love you, Jeffrey Wright. We know you listen. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
We hope you like the Jeffrey Wright report.
And so the on our Twitter at Billionaires Pod, and in our Discord, which there's a link to our Discord on our website, Forever Invite. We put out there that we're renaming Moonfall, and the joke, the game is, if Moonfall had lots of nudity. And look, we pick a top 10 of the suggestions every week, and then the winner is the Ricky shit. And I just need you to know that every single week there are way more than 10 great ones. Yeah. But this is also one where it was just sort of like painful to try to pick 10.
Yeah, for sure.
Because this shit just really rules. You guys really killed
it. It's a very fun one. Yeah, very fun, really. Dude.
I'll kick it off. Coming in at number 10, friend of the pod, Winslow Dumain. If Moonfall had lots of nudity, it would be called Butt.
Oh, no, it wouldn't, Dave. Justin Lust on Discord said it'd be called Sex Moon.
Dude, Sex Moon. Oh, this is exactly the kind of comedy I like. At Jemry from the pod on Twitter said, when the boobs hit your eye like a big pizza pie. That's a boing, 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 boing.
Oh, I guess I'm not sure how to say this. Man Georgement on Twitter said, titty drop.
I love it. Jordan on Discord said, black holes.
Ooh, yeah, there dude. We go. Hell Boogeyman yeah. Weather on Twitter said, poon, y'all.
Moonfall, poon, y'all.
Poon, y'all.
The one true dog on Discord said, space balls.
Oh, yeah, dude. Demurest on Discord said, hollowed and stuffed.
Boneless Chuck on Discord with Apollo 69.
Oh, yeah, dude. And our Ricky shit this week, says hello, comrades on Discord said, moon nudes, nudes about the moon.
Dude, what the fuck? To like make a pun that's funny and it references us. I mean, will you a ticket straight to our hearts?
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you so
we
much,
you.
Says hello, comrades. Man, and this has been our episode of Billionaires Are Good. We love you so much. Thanks for being the greatest fans in the world. Listen to our Patreon for the first ever episode of the Moon News Podcast.
That's right.
And of course, before we go,
the Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Oh, it is still there.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
I'm starting to think we're never going to live in a world where Ben Shapiro is clean shaven and Jeffrey Wright is in movies.
It's gonna happen, Dave. You gotta have faith. You know?
We'll get there. Okay. Thank y'all so much. You're the best. Lay her down. We'll see you next week.
Lay her down. Good night.
Bye.
Billionaires are good.